Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I asked the question of what is something worth? I then explained that the correct answer is what someone else is willing to pay for it. That then led me to explain that value is subjective and can be different from one buyer or seller to another. This difference in perceived value makes commerce possible. That is the beauty of the voluntary free market. On the production side, people are willing to sell their time performing services or manufacturing goods because they value the compensation they receive as of more value than their time. Their employers derive a greater value from the services received from workers than the total amount paid to employees for compensation, payroll taxes, and other benefits and costs. On the consumption side, in a voluntary free market, buyers value the goods and services they receive more than they value the payment they give up. In contrast, the sellers prefer to receive the payment as more value than the goods and services they provide. This is how involuntary exchanges of production and consumption, both parties to a transaction can perceive they obtain something of greater value in return for giving something of lesser value. This increases overall prosperity. It also encourages cooperation rather than conflict and compulsion. Remember, prices are not objective in the sense that they must be at any particular level. Instead, prices are signals that inform buyers and sellers of the combined subjective values of all people in the market. It is why some new vehicles are offered for sale at $30,000, while a smaller quantity are offered at $100,000. And it also explains why there is a market for used vehicles at a discount from new car and truck prices. In a free and voluntary market, people who don't like the potential subjective value of a possible transaction are free to not do the trade. It is prices that help each of us make such decisions to optimize our own well-being. Unfortunately, when governments intervene in free and voluntary exchange, prosperity and well-being decline. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.